na 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 na
Celebrating a holiday, happy holiday to you and to yours. And, oh gosh, everything's popping up. Stay calm. Oh no, don't allow. Okay. Everything's popping up on my computer at one time. Welcome to the show. And, let's just test this out here. Here we go.
Milk and cereal. Milk and cereal.
My daughter's a smart kid. I don't want to give you the right. A very smart kid. Her father's an economics professor. He was actually my economics professor. Come on. Economics was hard. Let me make something clear. I never badmouth my ex. Never. You know why? I never badmouth my ex to my kid. You should never do that. Because if you do, then you ruin the moment when they figure it out all by themselves. And it's a nice moment. I call that a MasterCard moment. I waited 13 years. She finally came home for a week with her father. She's like, Daddy's a jerk. Priceless. Thank you so much. You guys have been lovely. Thank you.
We are warrior women, the last of our kind. Hidden historically in between the lines. Some are Celtic or Viking, or
my late grandmother's birthday not too long ago, and that reminded me of a time when we all spent together in the kitchen. Remember?
Oh, yes. We were all in the kitchen, and we were baking a cake, the three of us. And I remember I was playing with a ball, and I dropped my ball. And then Grandma said, you know, one of you two should pick up that ball, because someone might fall and hurt themselves.
And then I remember saying, Grandma, of the three of us, who do you think that someone is?
That's a nice memory.
I think so.
Found some songs. The chat room is open. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters. This week, Betty Jo will be featuring, let's see, I got it right here, Tippi Hedren. All right, check it out. I think this is a repeat, and I heard it before. It's a very good one. You should listen to it. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Check her out. And now to continue with my amazing multitasking, let's keep the Passover theme going. Here we go.
Here's a wonderful team, and they have something they're going to do for you right now that I think will go down as an all-time classic. The team of Stiller and Mara expressing this spirit.
Recently, there's been a lot of publicity in the papers about people dating by using computers. Well, Jerry and I'd like you to meet a fellow and a girl who have been ideally matched by a computer, and they meet for the first time.
How do you do?
How do you do?
I'm Hershey Horowitz.
I'm Mary Elizabeth Doyle.
Doyle?
Horowitz?
Horowitz. H-O-R-O-W-I-T-Z. Hershey. My friends call me Hesh.
Doyle, D-O-Y-L-E. My friends call me Mary Elizabeth.
Is Doyle your real name?
For sure, why wouldn't it be my real name?
I don't know, I was just hoping.
No, we're Doyles. We're Dempseys on my mother's side.
Dempsey, huh?
Horowitz.
Schmullowitz on my mother's side. This computer's supposed to be a very good thing.
Terrific, yeah. I mean, it takes all the guesswork out of meeting people. And
yeah.
It's worked out scientifically, so there's no
mistakes.
Yeah.
Mistakes, right. Mary Elizabeth,
yes.
Do you come from a large family?
Me? Oh, sure.
I mean, do you have a lot of sisters?
Oh, I have a lot of sisters in my family. Sister Mary Monica, Sister Bernadette Marie. You have brothers and sisters?
Three brothers. Buck, Bougie, and Sal.
Buck?
Buck.
Buck.
No, Buck.
Buck. Excuse me.
Where you from?
Me? I'm from Flatbush.
Oh, really? That's where I'm from.
You're kidding.
East 42nd Street.
I live on East 42nd Street.
Oh, that's amazing.
That's my block.
Really?
Hey, this computer really works.
Yeah.
Well, gee, that's fun. Hey, you know Richie Flanagan?
Richie Flanagan?
Yeah, tall, skinny kid.
No. Do you know Morris Goldstein?
Goldstein? No, I don't know him. You know Mary Ellen Moriarty?
Mary Ellen Moriarty, no.
Yeah.
You know Moish Bader?
Moish?
No, Moish Bader.
Moish, no, I would remember.
You know Elliot Blumenfeld?
No, I don't know him. You know Danny McQueenie?
No.
Timothy Sheehy?
No.
Tommy Tuohy?
No. Stanley Auster?
No, I don't know
Adolf
him.
Adolf Hausman?
No. Xavier Duffy?
No. Mike Schoenfeld?
Grace Mary McGinnity?
Raymond Kish?
Kathleen Hall?
No.
Fitz Hall?
No.
Junior Hall?
No.
Mike Hall?
No.
Marguerite Hall?
No.
Raymond Hall?
No.
You don't know the Hall?
No. You know Seymour Ehrenpreis?
No, I don't know him.
You know the Lepson brothers?
No, I don't know them.
Artie and Jerry?
You know the Monahan twins, Maureen and Moira?
No.
No.
That's a pretty big block, that East 42nd.
Yes, more.
You like to dance?
Oh, I'm crazy about dancing.
Maybe we can go dancing some night.
Oh, I'd love it. Would you like to go dancing tonight?
Tonight?
Yeah.
I'd love to go
dancing.
Wonderful.
Tonight. They're having a dance tonight at my sodality.
At your what?
My sodality.
What's that?
That's a girls' organization at my parish.
Oh, you mean like the Hadassah?
What's that?
That's a girls' organization at my parish.
Say, by the way, what do you do?
Oh, right now, I'm unemployed.
No, I mean, what line are you in?
Line C.
No, I mean, you know, when you're working.
Oh, when I'm working?
That's right.
Oh, yeah. I'm a bagel baker.
Bagel baker?
Yeah, you know, bagels, bialys, and rolls, ting-a-linger, seedless, twisted, holes on one finger.
Nice voice.
Would you like a bagel?
No, I can't touch it.
Oh.
I mean, nothing personal.
Yeah.
I tried one once.
Oh?
I cut my gum.
Oh. How about a chocolate mint?
No, I can't eat any candy.
Diabetes?
No, Lent.
Oh. What do you do for relaxation?
Huh?
I mean, what do you do in the summertime?
Oh, we go to the mountains in the summertime.
Oh, really? We go to the mountains, too.
We go to the Catskills.
That's where we go.
You're kidding.
No, really.
Oh, I love the Catskills. Where do you stay?
Jaime's Kuchelein. Jaime's Kuchelein.
Kuchelein?
No, Kuch.
Kuch.
Kuchelein.
Kuch. Oh, I think I hurt myself.
Where do you stay?
Tennessee's Haven.
Tennessee's Haven?
Yeah. It's up in Wyndham. It's near all the big hotels. You know, Halloran's, the Shamrock Chalet. Yeah.
I never heard of it.
No. Well, it's a big mountain.
Yeah. Are you hungry?
I'm starving.
Hey, look, it's Friday night. Why don't we go down to my mother's house?
I don't want to impose.
No, she makes great cholubskis, kashavanskis, mandlach. Do you
What's
like...
that?
What's what?
All those hooks.
You mean cholubskis?
Yeah, cholubskis.
No, cholubskis.
Yeah. What is it?
Well, it's pieces of meat that is wrapped in dough and then you dip...
I'm sorry, I couldn't come over.
Oh?
Yeah.
Why not?
It's Friday. Well, I can't eat meat on Friday.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Well, that's all right. You didn't know. That's all right. Hesh. I don't want you to think I'm a wet blanket or anything.
No, I think I know what you're going to say.
You see, I just feel this computer made a mistake.
I know it made a mistake. I mean, after all, it's just a machine, right? I mean, it's only human.
Nobody's perfect.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing personal, you know.
Right. Look, if you're ever on my part of East 42nd Street...
Well, likewise. We're at the end of East 42nd Street, where it runs into Holy Cross Cemetery.
Yeah, I know the spot.
We're right next to the rectory.
Yeah.
Well, goodbye.
Goodbye. Mary Elizabeth.
Yeah?
I like you.
I like you, too.
So what are we saying goodbye for?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I just felt it. I don't know.
Are you hungry?
Yeah, I am.
Well, look, why don't we go over to Gallagher's? They got some great filet of sole.
Hey, I'd like that. You know what I would really like?
What?
I would love to go to Lindy's. I never was there. Maybe I could get some of that filtered fish.
Gefilte fish.
Gefilte fish, that's right.
Yeah.
That's all fish, isn't it? I mean, there's nothing else
chopped. Oh, yeah, yeah, all fish. Good.
Because I can't.
Right, I know.
Right.
By the way, happy Easter.
Oh, thank you very much. Happy Passover.
Pesach.
What?
Pesach.
Pesach.
Pesach. You want to know something? It really isn't that important.
Ladies and gentlemen, George Bettinger with you in the Mom and Pop Shop, broadcast coast to coast and worldwide with great news. Taromina, the amazing restaurant with delicious food in Peekskill, New York, is offering a comedy night. So in addition to great food, you'll have great laughs. April 22nd, it's going to include a delectable buffet dinner and dessert, plus seeing all these wonderful comedians for $44.95. That is an evening out for sure. You're going to get to see MC Nancy Lombardo, who has worked with Robin Williams, Bruce Willis, John Leguizamo. She's been on SNL many times, and she's the host of Comedy Concepts on Blog Talk Radio. Patty Roseboro will be there. Patty's TV credits include Comedy Central, A&E, Showtime, and VH1. You're also going to be delighted by seeing Melvin George II, the King of Smooth himself. He has appeared at Carnegie Hall, The Village Gate on HBO, Showtime, and Fox. He's opened for Chaka Khan, Gladys Knight, Donna Summer, Roberta Flack, Patti LaBelle, Diana Ross, Smokey Robinson, and more. The big night is Saturday, April 22nd. Seating is limited, so make sure you contact Taromina Restaurant at 59 Hudson Avenue in Peekskill, New York. Telephone 914-739-4007. 914-739-4007.
Thank you, George Bettinger, the Mom and Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. Just go to the Internet, go to TuneIn right here at Miramar, right here in Miramar, and also go to the Mom and Pop Shop on Facebook and follow them. That's great. Okay.
There's a new comedy album, as you know, sweeping the country. It's very amusing. It's called 2,000 Years with Carl Reiner and Mel Brooks. Well, now here now is Carl Reiner about to interview the 2,000-year-old man in modern clothing, Mel Brooks. Let's have a nice hand. Good evening. It does sound incredible, I know, to believe that this man is 2,000 years old, but he spent the last few days at a medical center, and they say it is altogether possible that he is 2,000 years old. Sir, is it true? Are you really 2,000 years old?
Not yet. Not yet. Don't make me older than I am. I'll phase B. January the 16th, I'll be 2,000 years young. How we say young, not to curse ourselves with death. You know,
I see.
Yeah.
Well, sir, I must say that you really don't look 2,000.
Well, I take care of myself.
Well, I know you do. But I think we'd all believe it more if you had some way to authenticate it. You have a birth certificate.
He didn't have that then.
You didn't have
birth. No, we didn't have. 2,000 years ago, we didn't have nothing. We didn't have ballpoint pens.
You didn't have.
We weren't even up to ink, darling.
Well, you did.
No, we had nothing.
You were primitive in those days.
We were primitive. We were atavistic. We were, what is the word I'm searching for? Dumb. We were very dumb.
Yes, you knew.
And stupid.
Yes, you knew very little in those days, in other words. You knew nothing about the world and how it turned.
We didn't know anything. We used to sit in little groups huddled together, and we would look up in the sky. We didn't know where the sun was. And we'd go, whoa, whoa, hot, hot, whoa, yellow, hot, yellow, hot.
Well, what did you think it was?
We thought it was a fire.
A fire?
Yes. We tried to put it out for 200 years.
How did
you? Celsius, but we couldn't reach it.
Yeah, well,
very high up.
It's very high up there. Sir, I notice there's quizzical expressions in the audience.
Sure.
Matter of fact,
quizzical.
Mr. Sullivan himself has doubtful look on his face. You are not 2,000, he's thinking.
He shouldn't doubt me. That fellow's been around 200 years.
No, I don't believe
he
that.
He uses a lot of cream. He looks young, yeah.
Sir.
He's a cute fellow, yeah.
Sir, to live as long as you have, to stay healthy and live this long, you must have some secrets of life.
I have a couple secrets.
Could you tell us? We'd be very interested in hearing it.
Well, if you want to live till 2,000 years, you don't touch fried food. You don't eat it.
You don't eat fried food?
No. And you don't run for a bus. You stroll. jaunty jolly, with your hat at a rakish tilt, one leg after the other, strolling to the bus.
Well, sir, that's
yes.
not quite enough to stay alive for 2,000 years, just not eating fried foods and strolling jaunty jolly.
Yes, that's true.
Must be something else.
There is another thing.
What is that?
Luck. Without luck, you're dead.
You need a lot of luck.
Oh, you need a lot of luck.
Sir, you mentioned a bus. There weren't buses transporting you then, was in the
no,
old days?
No, we didn't have a scooter. We had nothing then.
No, of course. Well, what was the... In 2,000 years ago, what was the main means of transportation?
Fear. Fear. An animal would growl and give your leg a bite. You'd run a mile in a minute.
So fear transport?
Fear kept you moving, Charlie.
I see.
Fear kept you going.
Sir, I wonder if I can... Can I get personal with you?
Certainly. That's your job.
Yes. Sir, have you ever been married?
I have been married over 200 times.
200 times?
Yes.
Do you remember all your wives?
Well, I remember one. Well, Shirley, the fourth one, Shirley.
You remember only her?
Yes, she had a nice complexion, yes.
Well, what about the rest of them? Do you remember them?
They're a vague blur of yelling and screaming. Take a shower. Why don't you eat? Why don't you kill an animal? I want a mean coat. Get out of the cave. Get out of the cave.
Oh, sir. What was there about Shirley that...
Shirley used to call me darling.
She was the only one?
She was the only one who called me darling.
Oh.
Yes.
You must have been very happy with
no,
her.
No, we broke it up.
Why?
Because she called everybody darling.
Oh, see, yes, that's very disturbing.
A couple of fellas hang around the cave. You don't need that.
Yes, sir, I know.
It's a shame for the neighbors.
Yes, please, sir. Sir, I'm afraid to ask this next question.
Yes.
Do you have any children?
I have over 1,500 children, and not one comes to visit me on a Sunday.
Oh.
Yes.
That's awful, sir.
Pop, and how
yes,
are
yes,
you?
Yes. Obviously, there are people who understand
800
your plight.
Boys and 700 girls. Out of 700 daughters, one should send me a card. I a pop. I don't pop.
You mean they don't?
Should get a pop from them.
Well, maybe somebody
nothing
will see
but it. Let them eat cake and drink wine and dance. That's the
well,
job.
That's a shame, sir, that they don't.
Well,
sir,
that's children.
I know, sir. Yes. You've lived a long time. You must
I
have
certainly
known.
Have.
You must have known
yes.
a lot of great people in history.
I have known the near great and the great, and almost great and losers.
Well, sir,
yes.
I would like to know about one particular lady, Marie Antoinette.
Oh,
it's always fascinating.
Marie Antoinette, what a cutie!
Did you know
what
her?
What a cutie!
You knew Marie Antoinette?
Oh, I went with her, dummy.
You
I
went
with her? Yeah.
No.
We used to go to dances together.
Marie Antoinette.
She had a big wig with powder. I used to sneeze all night in the powder on the wig.
You went with Marie?
I knew her well.
Well, there's something I want to know about her.
Yes.
Is it true that when the people of France were yelling for food and screaming
yes.
for food and bread, she said, "Let them eat cake." Is that true?
Yes. I remember her saying it. I remember it was on a Thursday. A Thursday morning, she came out on the balcony and grabbed the iron, and she said, "Let them eat cake! Eat cake!"
So she really was a cruel, mean, heartless person.
No. She owned a bakery. She was pushing the cake.
I see.
A rich woman. She had pastry.
Yes, well, I see, sir.
Sure.
You went with her. Now, the day the tumbril brought her to the guillotine...
The tumbril, yes, they took
when her. That guillotine fell and chopped her head off, how
yes.
did you feel?
Terrible.
Yes,
I felt awful about it. Killed my whole day.
Yes.
Yes. It killed her day, too, you know.
Yes.
It ruined her
terrible
day. I couldn't eat my dessert that night.
Felt that
yes.
bad.
I felt so bad. I love rice pudding. Turned it down.
Wouldn't eat it.
No, how could you? They chopped yes. their head. It's not nice. It's
terrible.
Well, a healthy woman, a young woman.
Yes, I know.
Curls and
yes.
nice.
Well,
so
that's,
cute.
That's life.
Bang, dead.
Oh, well, that's life. Sir, I don't
that's
want to... Let's not linger on that,
yes.
because I know how it upsets you.
Yes, it's very upsetting.
Sir,
I couldn't eat my
sir,
rice pudding.
In 2,000
yeah.
years, you've seen the world develop.
I have seen,
what
yes.
is the greatest single thing that has been developed in 2,000 years?
I think that in the advancements of mankind, that the greatest thing, the biggest development that mankind, to my mind, ever came up with was wax paper.
Wax
paper,
well,
yes.
Sir,
you can take
yes.
a little chicken leg and wrap it up and keep it in your pocket. The grease, you don't touch
well,
your
wax paper.
You can take fruit and wrap it up, put it in the refrigerator
yes,
for days, keeps it fresh.
Well,
you can take a whole chicken, wax paper,
yes.
bang in the refrigerator
yes.
and keep it in. You can take it in the shower like a shower cap
yes.
and keep the
rain. That's a very good.
You can put it in a comb and play Yankee Doodle Dandy
yes,
with it. You can make a little
yes.
ball
yes.
and wrap it up
yes.
and throw it out the
yes.
window. You can tear it up. You can bite it. You can chew it. I love it.
Yes.
I love it.
Yes.
I love wax paper.
Yes, I know you do.
Oh, I love it.
Obviously, you
love
it. But you're not going to equate the discovery
yes.
of wax paper with man's discovery of outer space.
That was good. That was nice. Finding space was cute.
If it's a
sure. It's a perfect place to keep those extra monkeys.
What is
up there in space? But they should wear a little woolen hat. It's cold for them.
Yes.
They're into the jungle.
Yes,
they
it's
should
true.
Make a little
well,
hat.
Well, we'll make a note of that.
Yes.
Mr. Sullivan will tell them that.
Yes. Tell them about the monkey
yes.
hat.
Yes.
Yes.
It's getting rather late, sir.
Yes.
Would you care to say goodnight to America?
Oh, to say goodbye, sure. I know how.
Say goodnight.
Hello there.
No,
is that good night?
No, that's almost like good night. We'll teach you.
I hope you live as long as I do. Good night, sir.
Кошерной исторической музыки. Музыки тысячелетия.
Everybody celebrate. Always. Then what's the buzz, New York, with your host, Nancy McCord. Mazel tov.
Shalom, shalom, shalom aleichem. Heveinu shalom aleichem.
Passover, everyone. And remember, my CDs are available on CD Baby. Just look for Nancy Lombardo. Support the arts by supporting the arts. All right. Good holiday, all.